The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Now that Donald Trump has solidified his lead, back in the old country, people seem perplexed.
They're trying to figure out the name, and they're trying to figure out the man.
Donald Trump.
Actually, not much different from here. More after this from Charlie. This has certainly been one of the most attention-grabbing presidential campaigns any of us here in America can remember, but I wonder if it's attracting any attention in Europe.
The European press has been full of apocalyptic foreboding.
I guess so. In fact, the current issue of the British news magazine The Economist shows Donald Trump dressed as Uncle Sam with the one-word headline, "Really?" CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips talked to senior editor Anne McElvoy.
The unreckonability of Donald Trump is really what is spooking people. And that is what he's running on, being changeable and pulling the rug out and being an event.
Some Europeans have firsthand experience with Donald Trump, but Mark Phillips reports the people who've done deals with him don't always have pleasant memories of the experience.
His behavior was extraordinary, childish.
Alex Salmond was head of the Scottish government when Trump was promising to build a glittering new golf resort there, a promise he never kept.
As soon as you said no to the Donald, then things soured very, very quickly.
But complaints like that are certainly not going to bother his supporters here. Making tough deals with foreign countries is the reason they love him. And if you believe the British bookies, like Alex Donahue, the chances that Europeans will have to deal with Trump, whether they like it or not, just got a whole lot better.
The Trump odds have definitely shortened up overnight. He was about 3-1. He's now into 2-1. What we're saying
making
now,
it more likely.
Yes, much more likely.
And as history teaches us, if you want to know what voters are thinking, don't ask a pollster. Ask a bookie. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.